GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. And George, I think the Facebook post of the morning has already come in on our question of the day. And it was sent by State Senator Jeff Timberlake. We're friends on Facebook. If you follow us on Twitter, we're friends on Facebook. You see the question of the day before it comes out on the air. It's a long one. Do you support House Speaker Sarah Gideon's bill to send family planning organizations in Maine $2 million to replace money the organizations chose to give up so they might continue referring patients to abortion clinics? I know that's a complex question. I know that's long-winded.
Yeah, it was LD 1613, so that's...
There you go. That's
cuts it right down.
You think we just post that as a question? Do you support it?
Do you support LD 1613?
1613? Here's the deal. You got to go back to last summer when the Trump administration, go to Washington, the Trump administration said, family planning clinics, you can stay in Title X, this program. You don't need to know that. Tell you what. You can keep getting government funding to do your work, but we ask you no longer to refer patients to abortion clinics. If you change your practice at your family planning organizations and no longer refer patients to abortion clinics, you'll keep getting this money. Augusta-based Maine Family Planning said, we're going to keep making the referrals and we're going to give up the hundreds of, then they said in this last summer, they said hundreds of thousands of dollars. And there was a lot of, hand wringing, and there was a lot of it's going to be tough, but we're going to do it. And we went around the mountain on this one on our show for a while. A lot of people are saying, well, just stop referring people to abortion clinics. You can keep the money and you can care for all of those other patients. But they chose to give up the cash and continue to refer clients to abortion clinics.
It's the so-called gag rule that bans clinics that get the Title X funding, as you said, for making referrals and services in the same buildings where they offer health services paid for by Title X or Title X. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Trump administration has been against abortion, attempting to restrict abortion services. Now, it's not only in Maine. There are a number of other states, other clinics have done the same thing.
So now the aforementioned bill, what'd you say, 1614?
13.
1613. When did we take a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi? That was 18 something, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, now comes this bill from Maine House Speaker Sarah Gideon. Stop right there. Yes, she's running for the United States Senate. Now, Maine House Speaker Sarah Gideon, the Democrat of Freeport, has this bill that would give, according to some news accounts, $3 million to these Maine-based family planning organizations to make up for the money that they aren't getting from the federal government. But keep in mind what we just shared a moment ago. The reason they're not getting the money from the federal government is they chose not to take the money from the federal government because they wanted to keep referring patients to abortion clinics. So now Sarah Gideon with a bill that says, okay, let's take $3 million to replace the money that they're not getting.
Comes in two forms. It comes in an annual funding of $2 million plus change. And a one-time appropriation of $1 million to replace the lost Title X funds beginning January 1, ending June 30th.
Can we just stop before any, because no one's listening this early in the morning. We understand this. And we know.
Nobody's listening. No, wait till you open up the mail.
No, I'm not going to. I don't dare. Okay. It's Friday. We're supposed to play nice and we're not supposed to talk.
Nice. I'm just giving facts.
I know. Me too. Right. I'm just telling you the news account, what actually happened. Where, I couldn't see it in any news account on LD 1613. Where would the money come from? Because that's where this is going. This is where the rubber will hit the road on this.
Well, the question of this thing passes anyway. Yep. This is a proposal.
Yep, I know.
It's an emergency session.
Okay, can we both laugh just for a moment there? This is an emergency.
Well, Squad
51, KMG 365,
okay? Where, but the question is, where would the money come from? That I don't see anything that says this is going to come from a special pot of money that doesn't involve.
Well, it's coming out of.
See, I don't
taxpayer
know.
Taxpayer money. It's coming wherever it's coming from.
Because if this were coming from some tobacco settlement money or some drug settlement money, then those that are writing in, including, and let me go to one of the first text messages, one of the first John wrote in us, one of our top fans. He said that he doesn't back. He's answering the question of the day. No, I don't support this. I don't want to pay for murder because there are those that see abortion as murder, taking an innocent life. And it's not the number one commandment. It's actually down the list a little bit. And it's, by the way, it's not thou shalt not kill. It's thou shalt not murder. They see abortion as murder. And they say, taking money out of my pocket, taking my tax dollars, you're making me complicit in murder.
Well, I'm just giving reports here. I'm not taking sides here.
Yep.
The bill, which is LD 1613.
You say that was 1613.
Like Title X, the funds that's to replace, prohibits any of the funding from being used to pay for abortions. Now, that is where the argument has been from the opponents.
So if it's not abortion-related money that they're putting back into the account, and it's not abortion money technically that they're losing, why don't they just go along with Title X, stop making the referrals, and then we wouldn't have to spend $3 million, by the way, which should have come up last session when we were working on a budget, not in the emergency session?
Well, the shortfall came when family planning clinics in Maine and other places opposed the gag rule that was put in place and is in court.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still in court.
And
they
gave the money up. But they're not even debating that.
The $2 million shortfall was about 25% of Maine Family Planning's annual $8 million budget.
And it was their choice to give it up.
Yeah, well, they did. The goal was to prevent loss of services, I guess.
I wonder what services they lost by making a referral to an abortion clinic. I don't know what.
Well, they do many things, and I'm not familiar with. They do family planning. They do treatment of other things.
Oh, in fact, Sarah Gideon, one of the sponsors, said that there was a time in her life when her only health care that she could possibly receive was through Planned Parenthood. Okay, she says that.
They give reproductive treatments. I don't know.
This text message to us. Hey, I'm listening, and it's wrong in my opinion. These folks voluntarily gave up those funds to pursue a course that many Americans and Mainers don't agree with and don't want their tax dollars used for. Caller, hello. The WVOMFM.com question of the day asks you, do you support House Speaker Sarah Gideon's bill to send family planning organizations in Maine $2 million to replace the money those organizations chose to give up so they might continue to refer patients to abortion clinics? What are you thinking?
Well, in the first place, they don't care where the money comes from. They'll steal it from somebody who needs it. But no, I can never support anything these people do because they can't be trusted. And, I do believe killing babies is wrong. Some people don't.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. It's a long-winded question of the day. You've heard it. What are you thinking?
Well, Rick, I'm an old stick in the mud, and I don't agree with this bill, but then I don't agree with giving government money to any business of any kind or any foreign government. My tax money is supposed to run my government, period. Have a wicked awesome weekend.
And a wicked awesome weekend to you and with your spirit. We mentioned that Jeff Timberlake, the state senator, has already sent us the post of the morning. And here it is written on our Facebook page. Jeff writes, didn't Planned Parenthood just endorse her or something? Just saying.
I don't know.
Yes, they did.
They did?
Planned Parenthood. And they made quite a big deal of it. Announced that endorsed Sarah Gideon in her bid for the United States Senate. And now here's a bill, 1613, coming from Sarah Gideon, to send these organizations that are affiliated with Planned Parenthood in Maine, $2 million up to $3 million. Jeff Timberlake, thanks for sending us that post. I'm going to open the text messages.
No. Don't do that. What, you having a bad day? Are you opening a text message?
No, I'm just letting people talk.
The issue is being contested in federal courts. Now, I'm not up to date on where some of these bills and issues are. They went to federal court. The judge did not prevent the Trump administration from implementing the gag rule. The federal funding losses started last July after federal judges ruled against the clinics. Now, the $2 million that we're talking about, it's three because it's two plus one.
Right.
The $2 million is going to be distributed, if it's available, among 18 main family planning facilities, which include clinics in Augusta, Lewiston, Bangor, Rockland, and many of the rural areas of the state. Also, community and school-based health clinics.
Here's a text message, some of them coming into us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT. Caller, hang on, we'll come to you next. 601-207-4478. Any involvement with abortion is precisely the opposite of family planning. This is abhorrent, and Sarah Gideon is virtue signaling to the radical left, turning her back on the precious unborn. They don't care where the money comes from. They love racking up endless debt. That's that person's sentiment and the text message. You can send us yours. Caller, hi, GHRT. Question of the day. Do you support House Speaker Sarah Gideon's bill? It would send family planning organizations in Maine $2 million, well, plus another $3 million, to replace the money these organizations chose to give up so they might continue to refer patients to abortion clinics?
If you're against abortion and you're practicing make-believe procreation sex using birth control devices, you're a hypocrite.
Thanks. 1-800-966-1039. Let me know if you hear a dial tone. I'm sorry. Was that mean? Did I cross the line with that caller right there?
I'm trying to find out where Senator Collins, I don't want to put words in her mouth that aren't there. Senator Collins, and this is a few months ago, Senator Collins in a statement she made to, a Maine newspaper, I have long been a strong supporter of Title X, Title X family planning, and why I have repeatedly opposed attempts to impose a gag order or burdensome requirements for separate facilities on clinics in the United States.
Okay.
Now, you brought up the point that they're politically they're on two sides as an opponent. What Senator Collins and Senator Murkowski wrote a letter to the Trump administration in 2018 urging officials of the Trump administration not to impose the gag rule.
Okay.
So it seems to me, not on this bill, but Senator Collins and Sarah Gideon are not exactly in polar opposites on this.
But Planned Parenthood has chosen to endorse and give money to that Sarah Gideon.
And yes.
And there's a terrific text message. Again, this went to us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Okay. This person simply writes, but yet Planned Parenthood has plenty of money to give to Democrats. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Do you support House Speaker Sarah Gideon's bill? Send family planning organizations in Maine up to $3 million to replace the money those organizations chose to give up so they can continue referring patients to abortion clinics? What are you thinking?
Absolutely not. You know, the reason is because they chose to give that money up. I'm not a proponent of abortion in the first place, but they chose to give that money up. Sarah Gideon is doing her liberal thing. She's going to try to find a way to replace that. If money's not earmarked for anything, that means it's going to come out of our pocket. I'm not happy about that. I think it's absolutely incorrect in what she's doing. And she's going to try to go to Washington. Watch out, boys. Here she comes.
Again, if they were to say that this money is coming from a tobacco settlement or from a drug settlement, maybe you could get around that argument that, hey, you're taking money out of my pocket for it, and maybe you could justify this, but there are some listeners that want nothing of it. There are a couple who say they do. Vote online on the question of the day at our website, WVOMFM.com. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.